Try to do whatever it takes to win the game. Whether, you know, and we all know Coach Fox loves to run the football, but we're going to do whatever it takes to win.
Does it change the way you think working with him and how you would normally call it as opposed to the way you will?
No, not really, because I know the way he is, and I know what he wants to do as an offense, and what he wants to do is score points. So as an offensive staff, we got to put the best plan together. There's going to be some weeks where we might run it 40 times, or some weeks we're going to throw it 40 times. So as long as we're having success moving the football, you know, he's not going to worry about that. But we all know he wants to run it.
How much planning can you do into how much you're going to use Knowshon, which down versus McGahee, or is it more a field thing?
We're going to roll them. They're going to play, and when they're tired, the other one's going in, and then just keep them going, and just they're both going to play plenty of snaps. But we're not going to worry about counting snaps with them. If someone's in there playing and they're on a roll, they're going to stay in. When they got to come out, they're going to come out. That's the way we've done it in the past with Coach Fox, and just go kind of let those players play.
So it's not going to be a situational thing where one is a third down guy or a goal line guy.
But we'll have
more, you know, feel, like you said, or who's hot.
Well, not necessarily who's hot, but at the time, you know, in certain situations, you're going to have certain plays for everybody. That's the game. You know, we're going to do that with receivers also. But, you know, when they're in there and one guy comes out, it doesn't mean that we're going to take him in, put, you know, Willis in for a play and then take him out and put Knowshon in for a play. We're just going to let them roll. They both can do everything, and we're fortunate to have both of them.
How much has the additions of tight end helped you as a play caller? I mean, you look at Julius and Daniel Fells and what they've been able to do in camp, and it seems to give you another kind of piece to work with.
It's been a huge plus for us to have those three guys that we have currently on the roster. It's great for everybody. They do a nice job in the run game blocking, number one, and then in the passing game it opens everything up, because now you can't just worry about the guys outside. Now you got to honor the tight end, and you actually have to cover them. And it's nothing against the guys we had before in the past, but these guys have done a nice job for us.
I can't think that starting camp you were relying on Julius Thomas to be where he is now. I mean, how much of a surprise has he been to you as his development, given that he didn't really play football too long?
Well, Clancy Barone has got a great track record with that kind of background. And he's done a great job with all the tight ends, the young guys coming in. And we knew Julius would be very athletic, but he hasn't played a lot of football. And he's got a lot of learning to do, and he'll tell you that. And what we got to do is just monitor what he's doing every week and move on. But he will create some mismatches for us, which is a great addition for us.
Where have Zane and JD improved the most from this time last year to where they are now?
They've got a year under their belt. And that's the thing we said all last year, every week, that how much better each one of them played from week to week, and actually day to day, even in practice, of picking things up and knowing what to do. And it's just experience. That's what this whole game is about for everybody, is experience.
For the O-line most with the Raiders defense?
Well, it's a big physical team with a lot of speed. So we got to be physical up front, and we got to do a great job when we're running the routes outside. You know, we got to create separation, and, you know, we got to be disciplined on your depth and everything, because they like to get up and press you. And it's a physical front up front. So we got to finish all the plays.
Have you guys looked at tape from last year and think about that and talk about that, or is this just a new year?
It's a new year. I mean, we can't worry about the past of the past, but of course, as coaches, we always look back at that, you know, game plan, see things. But we've got a new football team this year, and we're moving forward. The future is now.
Do you think Orlando Franklin, there's been question about his pass protection and that being where he's lacking a little bit? How's he developed?
He's done a great job. You know, now it's no easy task, but he's got day in and day out throughout training camp. You know, going against Elvis and Vaughn every snap, two great pass rushers on the edge. So that's only going to make him better. We had a very similar situation in Carolina for a number of years when Jordan Gross first came out with Julius Peppers. And we're going to help him from time to time, but he'll be fine.
Hey, now that you don't have to declare an emergency third-string quarterback, do you find yourself with more tools to use special packages?
Yeah, we're going to have a plan for everybody going in. You know, Tim's a unique quarterback, as everyone saw in the past, and there's certain things we're going to do with him that you wouldn't do with other guys. But we installed a system here that we want to run, and they each have their strengths and weaknesses of what we think they can do. So whoever's in the game will adjust accordingly.
Do you feel like the field has opened up slightly with Asamoah leaving Oakland? I mean, you know, people talk about not really throwing to his side of the field. I think only 33 passes went his direction all last year. Does it change your approach with him not there at all?
You know, he's one of the best in the league. He's a phenomenal player, but they've also got a number of players that have been there for a while that have done a great job. So they're not changing their system. They've done a good job on the outside with the guys, and whoever's come in has always filled in. So, you know, we've got a plan. I think we had an aggressive plan last year against them, and we're not going to change. You know, we're going to have we have a system that we're installing here in Denver that we want to run, and we got to just play. We got to execute the system. It doesn't matter who we're playing against. The receivers have got a lot of confidence here. So, you know, we got a chance.
as a unit, how much better is this offensive line than it was last year at this time?
They've played together. The four of the five have played together, you know, for a long time now, or for a year. And then, you know, Orlando's the new guy. So with Zane and JD being in here, they're that much further ahead. You know, calls, it's easy to communicate for them. They just know each other. They know what they're going to do. They know what kind of, you know, certain calls or however they're going to cheat certain plays or whatever that is, they've been together. And when you're not, you know, when you're young, like we were last year, some of those calls you want to make that you can't make right away, you just got to adjust on the fly after the ball's snapped, you know, they don't do it. They're a step behind. And now, you know, they've got a number of snaps in their back pocket.
And Clady's healthy.
He's healthy.
How important was the continuity of the O-line in training camp? Because last year, there were injuries all around. You couldn't get the same five. But this year, you had the same five pretty much start to finish, aside from Cooper's toe.
It's been great. And like we keep on saying, the experience together and the more reps they get together, the better they're going to be.
One of the things last year, short yardage, red zone, running the ball was a difficult task. Do you sense, based on the preseason performance, that the tide's turning a little bit there?
Well, we're going to commit to the run game, number one, and the players understand that. You know, we're going to run the football. Coach Fox wants to run. That's his background. That's what we're going to do. You have to run the football in this game to win. If you're one-dimensional, they could shut you down, and then whether you're ahead or behind and you can't do the other part, you're going to struggle. So we've committed to running the football here. We put a lot of time in training camp, and those situational periods you're talking about, we've spent a ton of time in the red area, short yards, goal line, third down emphasis. That's in there almost every practice in training camp. So we've worked hard at it, and we're going to give it our best shot.
Based on what you just said, I mean, you threw the ball 61% of the time last year. How much different is this offense going to look with that commitment to the run, do you think?
Well, like I said earlier, I think it comes down to, you know, what do we have to do to win the game? I don't ever want to go into, or as a staff, we don't ever want to go in the game and say we have to run it this many times or throw it this many times, because there's going to be a week that we're going to think we can run it and we're going to struggle. And then what do you got to do to get out of that funk? And so you might have to throw it a little more that game, but that's all part of our job and coaching, and we've just got to stick to it, and we're going to keep pounding the football, and they're going to have a lot of confidence playing, and we just got to play fast.